Did everybody get tea that wants you have to go in there and make your own?
Yeah.
Tea bags and stuff. Are you okay, Lisa?
Maybe after he does that, I should put more water in the kettle and put it on low.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good idea, so we'll have it.
Yeah. Did you get
the ginger? I have the ginger, lemon ginger.
Did you try the ricola? I find it very helpful.
What?
Ricola, you just suck on it. Under this
I have that you gave me.
It's sickening sometimes after one off.
Yeah. I'm okay.
You say so.
Yeah. I'm right on schedule. All of my other people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you mind if I close our little store?
No, you can
close
it.
Just staying
on
the
bike. I stopped reading. What is it called? It's called.
It doesn't
get cold anymore. It's pretty. Yeah, what the heck?
I have no idea what that is, but it's discouraging. You're so involved with this game, you didn't even notice I closed it. He wanted me to close it, and I thought it, but it's fine.
No, I left it out because I thought it'd be too cool.
This is the Inviting group on Yahoo. Do you ever see that?
Helen, I read it.
Sometimes I...
Yeah,
I really, you know, the only one things I read anymore is you and this fellow Kunti Mada Sadananda.
Yeah,
there's this one fellow who's, I think he must have studied with Chinmayama. Anyway, he's really good.
He's really good.
He clarifies things. Everything else is just confusion. And it's very intellectual.
It's online. I can send you something.
Let's take a moment. Ready? Om Sahana Bhavatu, Sahana Punaktu, Saha Viryam Karavavahai, Tejasvinavati Tamastu Mavidvishavahai. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Alright.
Can you refresh us a little bit?
No. I'll refresh you next week. I need to refresh myself. And we're just going to start this new verse. Okay. Verse 5. I'm going to print these out verse by verse now. So top, the introduction to verse 5. Okay. So repeat after me. Kechit.
Kechit.
Budyadinam.
Budyadinam.
Atmatvam.
Atmatvam.
Manyante.
Manyante.
Tan pratyaha.
Tan pratyaha.
I'll break the sindhi. Kechit buddhi adinam compound. Buddhi adinam atmatvam manyate. Tan prati aha. Okay? Kechit means some. So, like some people. Kechit manyante. Some people think. You see that? Kechit manyante. Some people think. Some people consider. So we just say kechit manyante. Some think. Bujadinam atmatvam. So atma, atmatvam. The being the atma. The state of being the atma. Bujadinam. For the buddhi, etc. How would we say in English? Some think that the buddhi, etc. are the atma. The buddhi is the atma. The manas. When you say bujadinam, that adi. Buddhi, etc. So you have to, in the etc., what would be included in the group? The buddhi, the manas, the ahankara, you could even include the sharira. So we'll see here in the bhasha. So some think the buddhi, etc. is the atma. Some consider that, okay? Tan, to them, accusative, plural, of tat, to them, prati, when you say tan prati, to them. Prati just, you don't really need it, towards them, to them. Aha, he says. He says to them. Okay? Everybody see? Mm-hmm. the kechit is that we haven't really learned pronouns yet. The k, like sarvaha, sarvau, sarve, instead of sarvaha, the pronouns are declined a little differently than nouns. So, kaha kau k. K is the nominative plural, and then with the chit, it makes it an indefinite article. So, K chit, when you have chit or chana or api at the end of the word ka, does everybody know what kaha means? It means who. Kaha or kim, who or what. And so, if you put chit, chana, or api at the end of the word ka, declined word ka, it makes it an indefinite article. So if we have k, which is the nominative plural, kaha kao k, right, which would mean, in just k would just mean who in the plural. If you have k chit, it would mean some, right, indefinite, okay? So k chit, some say, some manyante, k chit manyante, some consider, some think. That the state of being the nature of the Atma is of the Buddhi. The Buddhi is the Atma. That's what in translation it says. Okay. So let's look at the verse. Manas chakshura devyukta swayam yaha. Manas chakshura devyukta swayam yaha. Manas chakshura der manas chakshura dihi. Manas chakshura der manas chakshura dihi. Manas chakshura der gamyasvarupaha. Manas chakshura der gamyasvarupaha. Sanityo palabdhi svarupo hamatma. Sanityo palabdhi svarupo hamatma. So repeat after me as I do the as I break it. Manas chakshura der.
Manas chakshura
der.
Adera.
Adera. Viyukta swayam yo. Viyukta swayam yaha. I'll break this ending. Viyukta swayam yaha.
Viyukta swayam yaha.
From the top. Manaha chakshuhu adehe. Viyukta swayam yaha.
Manaha
chakshuhu. Manaha, chakshuhu,
adehe,
viyuktaha swayam yaha.
Viyuktaha swayam yaha.
Okay. Manas chakshuradihi. Break the sandhi. Manaha chakshuhu adehe.
Manaha chakshuhu adehe.
Manaha chakshuhu
adehe.
Manas chakshuradhera agamya swarupaha. Manas chakshuradhera agamya swarupaha. Manaha chakshuhu adehe agamya swarupaha. Okay. Manaha chakshuhu adehe agamya swarupaha. Okay. Sanityo palabdhi. Swarupohamatma. Saha nitya upalabdhi. Swarupaha aham atma. Okay. Take the top line. Manas is mind. The word is actually manas, and manas becomes manaha in the nominative. So manas, it's an is ending, us ending word, and chakshus is an us ending word. Manas and chakshus. I just declined it. So manaha chakshuhu adehe. So manas. Manas chakshuradehe. Adehe is going to be in the fifth case because of viyuktaha. So it means, viyuktaha means separate. Yuj means to unite, right? And yukta means united. Viyuktaha means separated. So viyuktaha gives the opposite meaning. So it gives other meanings also. So you can't think that viyuktaha always just means the opposite. It doesn't. But in this case it does. Yuktaha means to unite. Viyuktaha means separate. So separate what? Separate from the mind, eyes, etc. Manas is mind, chakshu eyes, adi, etc. Now in the Bhasha, they're going to go to great lengths breaking this compound, but just on the first read, we'll just very simply say that which is viyuktaha separate from the manas, the mind, the eyes, etc. And adehe is the fifth case from adi. Okay? Swayam yaha, yaha. Nominative singular, the one who, swayam itself, swayam is reflexive, the one who itself is separate from the mind, eyes, etc. Okay? Then, manas chakshuradehe, now this is genitive. The adehe is in the ablative and genitive singular, both. Okay? For ending nouns. So, go to the next word. Manas chakshuradihi. See that? Mm-hmm. That's nominative. The mind, eyes, etc. Of the mind, eyes, etc. So manas chakshuradehe. Of the mind, eyes, etc. Manas chakshuradihi. The mind, eyes, etc. This is like Kena Upanishad. The eye of the eye. I am the... The self is the eye of the eye, the ear of the ear, the mind of the mind. It just goes through all of that. So this is really taken from the Kena Upanishad in a sense. So here, now if we look at these two lines, we would say, take the one who itself, swayam yaha, itself being separate from the mind, eyes, etc., that one is the mind, eyes, etc. of the mind, eyes, etc. The one who is the mind, eyes, etc. of the mind, eyes, etc. itself being separate from the mind, eyes, etc. You see it? Take the first line. Mm-hmm. The one who itself is viyuktaha, separate from the mind, eyes, etc. is the mind, eyes, etc. of the mind, eyes, etc. The second line, manas chakshuradehe, is in the genitive. The second manas chakshuradehe is in the nominative. So that would be the mind of the mind, the eye of the eye, is the idea. The one who is the mind of the eye, the mind of the mind, the eye of the eye, etc. of the etc. Okay, that one is itself separate from the mind and the eye, etc. You guys see it? That's why, of course, to us this makes perfect sense. But to somebody, who is that? That guy that Swamiji always makes fun of, a German philosopher, Max Müller. He would say, this is the babbling, this is babbling of children, infantile babbling. The mind of the mind of the mind of the mind. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, the third line. Manas chakshura dehe. That of the mind and the eyes, etc., genitive. Okay, manas chakshura dehe. Agamya swarupaha, nominative singular. The one whose swarupa, whose nature, is agamya, cannot be gained, cannot be reached, is unreachable. To who? The manas, and this is genitive, but it cannot be reached by the, in English we'd say, by the mind and the eyes. This whose swarupa, whose nature is agamya, cannot be attained, is unattainable. For who is it unattainable? The mind and the eyes, etc. Okay? Agamya. Gam means to go. Gamya means that which can be gone to. Agamya is potential participle. Agamya, that which cannot be gone to, that which cannot be reached. So the Atma Swarupa can't be reached by the mind, eyes, etc. It means you can't objectify it. Okay? Now, Saha Nitya. That one, he, nitya, timeless, upalabdhi, consciousness, swarupa, nitya upalabdhi, swarupa, that one whose swarupa, whose nature, is limitless consciousness, timeless consciousness, aham atma. I am that one, saha aham atma, aham atma, saha aham, I am that self, whose nature, swarupa, is nitya upalabdhi, whose nature is timeless consciousness. And then you go, whose nature is timeless consciousness. Then you go up to the yaha, the top line, who cannot be reached by the mind and eyes, who is separate from the mind, eyes, etc., who is the eye of the eye, the mind of the mind, whose nature cannot be reached by the mind.
Upalabdhi is consciousness.
Used for consciousness. He has a lot of different words for consciousness. Yeah. Consciousness and knowledge. So knowledge and consciousness are used. Knowledge can be used as consciousness. Previously there was a big argument about whether upalabdhi meant knowledge like cognition, or it meant knowledge like consciousness.
Mm-hmm. That knowledge is knowingness, right? Mm-hmm. Is that the
thing? Yeah.
Huh? Is that right?
Sorry.
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
The upalabdhi here is not what is available. That's not the sense of it.
No, it's being used as knowledge. Okay. Yeah. What is known. Can be what is gained. You're thinking of upalabdhi.
Yeah.
Actually, yeah, that's right. Yeah. So let's read the translation. This translation, all of this is still somewhat, not rough, it's like a third draft, it's not finished yet. Itself free from the mind and eyes, right? Swayam yaha manas chakshura de he viyuktaha, the one who is the mind of the mind and the eye of the eye, etc., whose nature cannot be objectified by, that's the agamya swarupaha, is not accessible to the mind and the senses. I am that self whose nature is timeless consciousness. Mm.
Okay. Accessible is a nice way, not accessible is a nice way to say agamya.
Yeah, it is.
Can't get to it.
Can't get to it, that's exactly.
Right.
Let's look at the bhasha. Repeat after me. Manas chakshura dehe.
Manas chakshura dehe.
You notice he's taking that from the... Well, we'll just read it first. Then. Manas chakshura dehe. Mana adehe.
Mana adehe.
Chakshuradesh. Chakshuradescha.
Chakshuradescha.
Viyuktaha Pratak Bhutaha.
Viyuktaha Pratak Bhutaha.
Yaha Soham Atmeti.
Yaha Soham Atmeti.
Sambandaha.
Sambandaha.
Okay, so notice that the first word, manaschakshuradehe, is from the verse.
Yeah.
Okay? So now he's going to make that clear. Manaadehe, chakshuradehe cha. So now what the commentator, Shankara, is telling you is that the adi from the manaschakshuradehe, that adi is going to be given to each one of these. So if we say, and now in the commentary, we'll see, he'll go into depth on this, so do I want to make sure. It goes like this. If we say mana adehe, it's going to take the manas, the buddhi, the ahankara, the chitta. Right? Because those are the components of the mind. Right? So if you say mana adehe, what is the group? It's going to take the whole antikarana, manas. Right? So you have to know that this is the group. Manaha, the manas, buddhi, chitta, ahankara. Now, if he says chakshuradehe, that's going to take all five sense organs, right? Chakshus being the eyes. If it says chakshuadehe, the group, he's going to be talking about the group of sense organs. Okay, so that's what it is so far. So that which begins with the mind and that which begins with the eyes.
In the manaadehe, he could have just, if it's a separate word, he didn't do the sandhi there, like he did with the
word is I forget exactly. Let me think about that. There's a sandhi, and this is how it's supposed to be, but I can't remember the sandhi.
Dehe, body?
No, not yet. Chakshurade, adi means beginning with. So viyuktaha means separate. What does viyuktaha mean? Pratak bhutaha. Viyuktaha means pratak bhutaha. Pratak bhutaha means being separate. So it's just simply a synonym for viyuktaha. Pratak means separate. That which is by nature, bhutaha, its being is separate. So pratak bhutaha. Yaha, the one who, saha, he, aham, I, atma, iti sambandaha. When they say the iti sambandaha, do you see in the verse where they took the yaha from way above on the first line and brought it all the way down? To tell you how to read this verse. So it's saying, yaha saha aham atma. Iti, this is the connection. And you say, iti sambandaha. And I'll put in brackets syntactical connection. So they say, iti sambandaha means this is the order in which to read the verse. This is how to put the words together. So do you see how they took that? They took the yaha saha aham atma. Means, I am that self who. I am that self who is separate from the mind, etc., and eyes, etc. The adehe and mana adehe, chakshuradehe is in the fifth case. Viyuktaha means separate. So, I am that self who, yaha, is separate, viyuktaha, means pratak bhutaha, from the mind, etc., and eyes, etc. Everyone see?
Yeah.
Are you okay, Hal?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I just didn't quite get that last thing. What this, the translator is, that's the synaptical.
Oh, do you see the iti sambandaha?
Oh, yes, right, okay.
Thus the connection.
Oh, okay.
That's what that means. So mm-hmm. What is he connecting? He's putting it into a word order for us. Mm-hmm. Which takes yaha, saha, aham, atma, iti. This mm-hmm. is the connection, and then reading backwards. I am that self, aham atma, saha, that's atma, yaha, who, is viyuktaha, is separate from the mind, etc., and eyes, etc.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Okay?
Okay.
Manas chakshur, adyupadanena, upadanena,
Upada.
Tad antaragatatvat.
Tad
antaragatatvat. Tad antaragatatvat. Shariram api.
Shariram api.
Upatam.
Upadanam.
Drashtavyam. Upadanena, I'll read it just for the Sunday. Manas Chakshuhu. It's actually Manas Chakshus Adi Upadanena Tad Antar Gatatvat Shariram Api Upatam Drashtavyam. Okay?
This time it's manas and not
manaha.
It's not
manaha. Manaha, if I break it in, just put it in the nominative, like if you're saying the word and just in the nominative, you say manaha.
Right.
But the substantive is manas. Mm-hmm. And for chakshus, the substantive is chakshus.
Right, I'm just thinking the first word, the line, the way we broke that sandhi was this. Manas chakshur was manaha chakshuhu.
Because I know, and then I went back and said, let's just do it, manas chakshus.
Okay.
But you can do manaha chakshuhu. Is okay? Yeah. But then I wanted to give the actual substantive. Manas, chakshus, okay.
What's a substantive?
The actual word before it's declined. Because I wanted you to know that it's not like an or u ending. Now, it's not chakshu. It's chakshush. It's not mana, like Rama. It's manas. So it's an us ending. It's going to be declined as an us ending noun. Chakshus is going to be declined as an us ending noun instead of an u ending like guru. It's not guru. Guru is the substantive, but it's chakshus is the substantive. Rama is the substantive, manas. It's not Rama and mana. It's Rama and manas. Us ending, okay? So, here, by taking, upadana means to take something. By taking the mind and the eyes, manaha, manas, chakshuradi, etc. By taking the mind and eyes, etc. Tad antaragatatvat. Antaragata means to be included in. To be inside of something. So we say, because of being included in that. Antara means inside, interior. Gata means it's gone inside. So in English you'd say, because of being inside of that, because of being included in that, okay? Shariram, the sharira, the body also, shariram api upatam, is to be taken. By taking this, if we're going to take the mind and the eyes, then the body also should be taken, should be included, because it's included in that grouping. When we think of the upadi, of the jiva upadi, you've got the mind, the eyes, later they'll put all of the organs of action also, right? All the 18 components of the jiva that includes the body, so it really should take the whole thing. So even though all of it isn't put in this verse, if you're going to take the mind, the antakarana, and the sense organs, you should take everything. Right?
They all tag along.
Yes, they all tag along. They're all included by that. So because of being included in that, in that grouping, right? The shariram also, upatam, is taken. Drashtavyam, you don't really need to translate drashtavyam, it really means is to be seen. Mm-hmm. But in English we'd say, we just probably say is. The body itself should be taken, you know? This is to be seen. This is to be understood. You can say understood. One should understand, it should be understood, that the body itself is taken, is included. Do you see it? By manas chakshuradi upadanena, by taking the mind, chakshu, etc. Tad antargatatvat, because of being included in that, shariram api, the body also, upatam, is taken. Drashtavyam. You could say the body also is to be understood as being included, as being taken into that grouping.
So if you mistake yourself to be just one upadi, all the rest come along then. I mean,
all the rest come along.
Upatam is the same root as upadhi?
No, upadhi is a different. This is
different.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I use the word mentioning, that's better. By mentioning the mind, eyes, etc., because of being included in that, the body also should be understood as being mentioned. I just said in English, by mentioning the mind and eyes, etc., the body also is to be included because it falls within that group. That's what's actually being said. Okay. Everybody okay with that? Etena shariradapi viyukta iti lakshate. Etena shariradapi api viyuktaha iti lakshyate. It says, by this. So by this can be because of this. From the sharira also. Sharira, fifth case. From the sharira, from the body also. Viyuktaha, separate. Separate from the body also, by this. Iti lakshyate is implied. So we would say, in English we would say, that it is separate from the body also is implied, is indicated, okay? Mm-hmm. By this it is implied that the self is free from the body also. Mm-hmm. I didn't put self in brackets there, but when I go through and do it, do the final. See, in my translation I say, by this, etena, it is implied, lakshyate, that the self, brackets, is free from the body also. So if I put in words that aren't there, I put it in brackets, because it makes for easier reading. Literally it says, but I can legitimately say like this, without even any brackets, by this, it is separate from the body also. But then I would say, if I say, by this, it is implied that it is separate from the body also. I wouldn't just let the it be there. I would put in brackets it, the self.
By this implied separate from the body also.
It is separate. Viyuktaha. It is separate. So you use it, brackets, the self, is separate from the body also. Okay? Lakshyate is impassive. It means it is implied. Lakshyate, yeah. Tatacha Guruhu Budindriya Sharire Bhyaha Budindriya Sharire Bhyaha Vinna Atma Vibhur Dhruvaha. Binna Atma Vibhur Dhruvaha. So the Sandhi. Buddhi Indriya Sharire Bhyaha Bhinnaha Atma Vibhuhu Dhruvaha. Okay? Vibhuhu Dhruvaha. Let's read the next line because it finishes the verse. Nana rupaha pratikshetram atma vritishu bhasate iti. Now when they say tatacha, it means in this regard. You could say and similarly. But the meaning is, and in this regard, right, regarding this, or as an example of this, to highlight this. Highlight would be good. What do I say? In like manner. That's okay, too. In like manner. The guru states. Now here, I'm asking Sakshat. We weren't able to find out who the guru is. We were wondering, is it Shankara's guru? Who is meant by the guru? And we've looked all over to try to find this this verse that's being quoted. We haven't found a verse yet, so Sakshat's looking at it. This verse that we're going to do now. So say if you say Tathacha in like manner or as an example of this. Guruhu, the teacher, the teacher then dash, he gives the quote.
There's a quote.
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of a generic guru.
No, no, I'm sure it refers to somebody. So let's look at what it says. The buddhi is the intellect, the mind, the indriya, the sense organs, sharira, the body. See how it's included? Yeah. So remember how he's just included the body? So now he gives a verse to show that the body is included in this grouping. The buddhi, sense organs, sharira, body. In fifth case, from these, binnaha. The atma is binnaha, is different. Binnaha is the same as viyuktaha, or protect bhuttaha. So the atma, nominative singular, is binnaha, is different from, is separate from, the buddhi, the indriyas, and the sharira, and the body. And that atma is vibhuhu. Vibhuhu means all-pervasive. And dhruvaha means changeless, steady, motionless. The atma, which is vibhuhu, all-pervasive, and dhruvaha, changeless, motionless, is separate from, is different from the buddhi, indriyas, the mind, the sense organs, and the body. Sharirabhyaha is in fifth case there. Okay?
What does the all-pervasive mean?
All-pervasive means there's no place where it is not. So space is all-pervasive, is an example of all-pervasive. But when we talk about the Atma as being all-pervasive, even though we use the example, the drishtanta of space, just like space is all-pervasive, we have to go a step further and say, but actually it's more like the clay is all-pervasive to the pot, because the Atma isn't going through something that it is not. You know, but then we use it as a teaching tool. Right? But then we have to go take it further. Because, see, the thing is with space, it's not air, it's not fire, it's not earth. But the Atma is space, is air, is fire, is earth. And so when we use vibhuhu in reference to the Atma, it's pervasive in that there's nothing but that.
So it adds an extra dimension to
yeah.
pervasive.
Yeah, because there's no second thing.
So that's where vibhuti comes.
Vibhuti means something else.
Vibhuti represents
the glory.
The glory. The
actually, that's a good point. I'll look that up to see. But when we say something is vibhuti, the Lord's vibhuti, it means that is the glory of the Lord, like the Himalayas or the vibhuti of the Lord, or any exalted person, or the Ganga is the vibhuti. And in one of the chapters in the Bhagavad Gita, yeah, Krishna goes and says, this is my vibhuti, this is my vibhuti, because through all of these things. Yeah. Okay, so let's look at the second line. Nana rupaha. This, we're still in the Atma. This Atma, who is nana rupaha, all forms, whose nature, whose rupa is nana, manifest, right? And all of these manifest forms, nana rupaha, means that you can say the one whose nature is manifest is all of these forms. You say the Atma is nana rupa, all of these manifest forms. Nana means many and diverse. So the one whose nature is many and diverse, all of this maya. Pratikshetram, this is used indeclinably, who is in every kshetra, in every body. Remember the kshetra in the 13th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, the jiva is looked as the kshetra-gnya, and the body is the kshetra, the field. So the one who is in every field means the one who is abiding there in every body is pratikshetra. With the prati, it means in each body.
Prati also means towards.
Yes, it does. But when it's used as a, in this way, as a, what do you call it, a preposition, can mean, it has different meanings. It can also mean opposite. But when you say pratikshetram or pratisharira, it means in each individual one. Mm-hmm. Right? So that one Atma that is all-pervasive, that is changeless, motionless, is nana-rupa. manifest in all of these forms, is all of this, many and varied, and is there in each body. Vrittishu basate, illumining every vritti. Basate shining, it's shining, illumining in all the vrittis. Located in each body, illumining all in all vrittis, shining in all vrittis. It's very nice. It's the whole vision, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's wonderful.
And that doesn't depend on the quality of the vritti. I mean, it can be a really horrible one, right?
Yeah.
It's actually the use of lokati that is illuminating in every vritti. It doesn't just say
shining in every shining, not illuminating the vritti,
yeah,
shining in every vritti. It's shining, right? In the vrittis. I say in every vritti because it's plural. But literally, shining in the vrittis.
So it's a different from saying it illuminates the vritti. It's that.
It shines in every thought form. Yeah, that's right.
That's nice. So you couldn't find the text that this quote was from?
No, Swamiji thought it might be Gaudapada. I looked through all of the Karika. It's not there. So, but I think that Sakshat will be able to find it. So I'm going to email him. Okay, so we're on page 2 now. Katam. Manaschakshuradikasya. Prakashakasya.
Prakashakasya.
Prakashakasya upari ayam atma prakashakaha mana adehe chakshuradehe katam viyuktaha ityata aha swayam iti. Do it with a sentence. Katam manas chakshur adikasya. Manas chakshur
adikasya.
Prakashakasya upari.
Prakashakasya
upari. Ayam atma. Prakashakaha.
Mana
adehe. Chakshur adehe. Katam viyuktaha. Iti attaha. Aha. Swayam iti. So katam is asking a question. How? In what way? How can it be? So katam how? How what? Manas chakshuradikasya, just for the mind, genitive, right? The mind, eyes, etc. Prakashaka, prakashakasya, which are illuminators. If something's a prakashaka, it's something that itself is not illumined. They're not looking at it as being illumined. It itself is an illuminator. So, for the illuminator, for something which is a prakashaka, for a prakashaka, an illuminator, such as the mind, the eyes, etc., right, which are the illuminator, such as for the mind and eyes, etc., which are illuminators, okay? Upari. Upari means over and above. So, ayam atma, this atma, prakashakaha. How can this atma, ayam atma, how can this atma be, which is a prakashakaha, right? This atma, how can this atma, which is an illuminator, be over and above, right? Be an illuminator over and above, beyond the illuminators, which are the mind, eyes, etc. How can the atma be an illuminator of an illuminator, right? So how does it I put it, how can the self, this is the nice way I have it here. How can the self, ayamatma, be the illuminator, prakashakaha? How can the self be the illuminator over and above, that's the upari, the mind and sense organs, which are themselves illuminators.
Yeah.
Okay.
The mind and eyes, which are themselves illuminator.
Yeah.
Themselves an illuminator. That is in genitive still. That's not in nominative.
That's right. Because do you see there are two prakashikas?
Right. Right.
In the sya.
Right.
That means the one is the other. They're an adjectival relationship, right?
Okay.
So if you say, of the mind, etc., which are illuminators?
Okay.
So, or of the illuminators, which are the mind? See, both are, the illuminators are the mind, because they're in the same case.
And it's the illuminator of the mind, the actual...
Well, you wouldn't say illuminator of the mind here, in terms of the prakashika siya. Do you see?
No, not them, but how can the illuminator be the illuminator of the illuminators?
Exactly. So if you were to say...
So that's where the genitive comes in.
That's right. If you were to just take this prakashikasya prakashikaha.
Right.
Gatam prakashikasya prakashikaha.
Mm-hmm.
How can there be an illuminator of an illuminator?
Mm-hmm.
Right? So how can this Atma be an illuminator over and above the illuminators, the mind and eyes, which are themselves illuminators? Okay. Everybody see it?
Mm-hmm.
Mana adehe.
Mana adehe.
We already did this. Mana adehe. Of the mind, etc. Chakshuradehe. Of the eyes, etc. Katam. How? Viyuktaha. How is it separate? How can it be separate? If you say katam viyuktaha in English, you'd say, how can it be separate? How can it be different? Separate from... So this is going to be an ablative, mana adehe, from the mind, etc., and the eyes, etc. How can it be separate? Iti, thus, therefore, attaha, aha, he says, swayamiti. Referring back to the verse. Do you see in the verse, the word swayam? The one who itself, right, is the eye of the eye. So...
What is the swayamiti?
It's in the verse.
Oh.
So this swayam here, he says swayamiti, thus swayamiti. Now he's going to talk about the word swayam from the verse. In the verse it says, manas chakshura derviyukta swayam yaha. That's swayam yaha. Okay, swayam?
Mm-hmm.
So here, he's using this word swayam to answer this question. How can the self be the illuminator of something which is an illuminator? Okay. And how can it, and then secondly, how can it be separate? It's illuminator of the illuminator, you say that, how is that possible? And how can it be viyukta? How can it be separate? Okay.
Those are good questions.
So, repeat after me. Swayam ya atma.
Swayam ya atma.
This is long, so I'm going to break the sentence. Swayam yaha atma.
Swayam yaha atma.
Manas chakshura dehe.
Manas chakshura dehe.
Manas chakshura dihi.
Manas chakshura dihi.
Manas chakshura dikasya.
Manas chakshura dikasya.
Prakashakasya.
Prakashakasya.
Manas chakshura dihi.
Manas chakshura dihi.
Prakashakaha.
Prakashakatva
guna yogat.
Prakashakatva guna yogat.
Prakashakatva guna yogat.
Prakashakatva guna yogat.
Ayam arataha.
Ayam arataha.
Okay, we'll start there. Get this first part first. Swayam yaha atma. Swayam itself, it's reflexive, right? The atma itself, swayam yaha atma. The atma itself, yaha atma, which atma? So in the verse, it just says swayam yaha. In the verse, so now it says swayam yaha atma. So that the atma, yaha is referring to the atma. So the atma itself, everybody see that?
Mm-hmm.
If you say who... Who's the who going to? The who is the Atma. So the Atma itself, Manaschakshuradehe, of the mind, eyes, etc. Manaschakshuradehe, the mind, eyes, etc. Of the mind, eyes, etc. So far it says, the Atma itself is the mind, eyes, etc. Of the mind, eyes, etc. Okay? Now, manaschakshuradikasya prakashakasya, of the illuminator, the prakashaka, which is the mind, eyes, etc. So, of the mind, eyes, etc., who are, which are illuminators? You see that? I was going to say this a little differently. Okay. Everybody see this so far? Of the mind, eyes, etc., which are prakashakas? Two genitives there. Manaschakshuradihi prakashakaha, nominative. The mind, eyes, etc., which is the illuminator, of the mind, eyes, etc., which are illuminators. Everybody see it? Prakashakatva guna yogat. He's giving the reason for it. Let me just see how I'm translated. This is kind of hard to make it into a good translation. Swamiji and I went round and round how to make this work in English. So let me read you what we said, and then I'll explain it to you. Because it says, there he says, swayam iti, the self who is itself, the eye of the eye and mind of the mind, that is, the illuminator of the illuminators, because it is the illuminating content of the seemingly luminous mind and senses. Well, you have to add that. He added that, right? Prakashakatva means the luminosity, the state of being illuminated. The prakashakatva is that the illuminatorness, you know, being an illuminator is the prakashakatva. That being of an illuminator, that quality, that guna, belongs to the Atma, right? That what allows it to be an illuminator, that is the very guna, that's the quality, that's the attribute, belongs to the Atma. So guna yogat, you know, from its association with its guna, with the nature of being, the prakashakatva of the prakashaka, the illuminating agent. That's a good way to, because of it, and for its nature being the illuminating agent of the illuminator, right? It's giving the luminosity to the illuminator. That's the idea.
Is what you said, Swamiji said, is that in your translation here?
Yeah. Okay. Do you see it on the second page there? On page 3?
Not yet. I mean, I haven't looked at it that carefully.
Let me read it to you, starting with...
Yeah, where'd you start?
If you say, starting with swayamya atma, right? It's on the third line down. On page 3.
In English?
Yeah, in English, okay. On page 3.
Okay.
Do you see where it says there, he says swayam iti?
Yes.
Okay, then. The self, who is itself, the eye of the eye and mind of the mind, that part is clear, that is the illuminator of the illuminators. Okay. Now, because it is the illuminating content, that's the prakashakatva of the seemingly luminous mind and senses. Prakashakatva guna yogat. I'm going to have to put a lot of this in brackets.
Yeah.
But what it's saying is that if you have the mind and the eyes and any of the upadis, what is responsible for the consciousness that they're enjoying? Is only the Atma.
Right.
So the Atma is the ness of that.
Right.
What actually makes it an illuminator is the Atma.
Right.
Right? And so the guna, when you give the attribute to the mind, etc., as being the mind is an illuminator, the eyes are illuminator, you're giving this attribute to them. But that attribute, the ness of it, actually belongs to the Atma.
Right.
What makes it an illuminator is not the mind and the eyes. They're inert.
Right.
So what gives them that is the twa, the ness of it. which is the Prakashika Tva.
That's really nice.
Then it's a little hard there.
The English still is awkward for me because it is the illuminating content.
The illuminating content means...
I stumble.
That means if you say...
You say illuminating quality? Or no?
Well, but quality becomes a problem. Guna is the attribute. Say if the mind and let's say the mind and the sense organs have that attribute, you say that they are illuminators.
Mm-hmm.
Where does the illuminator-ness come from? What allows it to be an illuminator is only the Atma.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the very content, actually. The conscious content. At least that's how Swamiji is looking at it.
Mm-hmm.
We spent an hour or so.
Guna-yogata means like being associated with the quality or the guna of illuminationness.
Yes, exactly. That's right. Because of its association with that attribute. The attribute is what the attribute that you're giving to the mind and the sense organs that makes them illuminated because of being associated with the ness of that being an illuminator. Because
that's
of being associated with the
illuminator.
Because of being associated... Yeah. 1 minute, please. Because of being associated with the attribute of being an illuminator. When these kind of things come up, then I make a little footnote and I explain it in English. I expand on it. Yeah.
So all the quality of illumination which we give to each of those things separately really is just one.
It's the Atma. Yeah.
That's why you're saying they seem to be illuminators, right?
Seemingly. Because Swamiji wanted that word seemingly, and because... The mind and sense organs, they don't have consciousness.
Because they're not
really
illuminators.
They seem to be the illuminators, yeah.
They only seem to be because of their association with consciousness, which
exactly.
is the illuminator.
Yeah, yeah, that's exactly.
Yeah, but it's more than just seeming. I mean,
no,
it feels more so.
Feels more so, yeah.
Yeah.
But the organ of feeling is the same thing. Manas.
Yeah.
So what it's feeling is in the same boat.
All of it is. All of it is.
Yeah.
Oops. Anyway, this is a hard passage. This little thing here.
Yeah, but it's a good one.
No,
beautiful. It's beautiful, but I mean to really to put in English and then have the reader feel that you've really translated it is difficult. Mm-hmm. So this Prakashika Tva Guna Yoga, it's not an easy thing to. It's easy to translate if you can use a lot of sentences.
Yeah.
And explain it.
Yeah, the meaning.
So, ayam artaha.
Ayam artaha.
Yata bahyasya gata dehe.
Yata bahyasya
gata
dehe. We're on the fourth line down. Yata.
Yeah, I got it.
Bahyasya.
Bahyasya.
Gata dehe.
Gata dehe.
Prakashakaha.
Prakashakaha.
Manas chakshuradihi.
Manas chakshuradihi.
Tattaha vyatirichyate.
Tattaha vyatirichyate.
Tattaha vyatirichyate.
Tattaha.
Tata. Antarasya api.
Antarasya.
Antarasya api.
Antarasya api.
Manas chakshuradehe.
Prakashakaha
Atma
Tattaha
Vyatirichyate.
Oh,
I'm adding it. I'm breaking the sandhi. Vyatirichyate. Iti Nischiyate. Yata. Oh, so ayam artaha. This is the meaning. Ayam artaha. This is the meaning. Yata, just as bahyasya gata adehe, of a pot, etc. Gata is a pot. Bahya means external, means outside. So So for a pot, etc., of a pot, etc., which is out here, outside, bahya means external. Mm-hmm. So of a pot, etc., which is external, two genitives, prakashakaha, the illuminator, an illuminator of the pot, etc., which are outside, manaschakshuradihi. So just as the mind, eyes, etc., are the illuminator, are the mind, etc., eyes, etc., are an illuminator of the pot, etc., which are outside. Okay. From that, tattaha vyatirichyate, are separate. So just as the manaschakshuradihi, the mind, eyes, etc., vyatirichyate, are separate, tattaha, from that. Okay. So now again, yatha, just as the mind, eyes, etc., which illumine, prakashakaha, which are illuminators of the pot, etc., which are external, just as they are vyatirichyate, separate, tattaha, from that, which they illumine, right? Antarasyapi, manaschakshuradehe, of the mind, eyes, etc., which are interior, right? Antara, inside. For the mind, eyes, etc., also, for that which is interior, also, for the mind, eyes, etc., also, which are interior, antarasya api manaschakshuradehe prakashakaha, the illuminator, atmaha, atma, the atma, which is the illuminator, reading backwards, the atma, which is the prakashakaha, the illuminator of the mind, eyes, etc., which are internal. Okay? Vyatirichyate is separate from that. It's kind of a nice example. Like just like the mind, the mind and eyes, are, which are the prakashaka, the illuminator of the pot, etc., are separate from the pot, and that the pot which is external, similarly the mind and eyes which are internal, right? The Atma, which illumines them, is separate from them. Which is the illuminator of them, is separate from them. It's Drikdrisha.
Can you delineate Vyatirichyate?
Vyatirichyate means separate, is separate. So if I say the Atma, Vyatirichyate, you have to add the A there, it's dropped off
right.
by Sunday.
Right.
Atma, Vyatirichyate, is separate.
So it's just a single word, meaning
it's a verb.
It's a verb.
Passive and passive, yeah. The atirichyate,
but it's, okay.
It is separate. So the Atma is separate from that.
Mm-hmm.
The Atma, which illumines them, is separate from them. That's the idea. Everybody see it?
Mm-hmm.
Iti nischiyate, thus it is established. Thus it is made, when you say it is established, nischiyate, thus this makes this clear. This should make this understood. This should clarify this, make it established,
well,
clearly understood.
Can you say that the internal organs are external to the Atma? Then
that's the idea in terms of drisha. External in the sense of being objectifiable.
Mm-hmm.
The mind, eyes objectify the world, right? The world which is external to the body, the world is out here. The mind, eyes become the prakashika, the illuminator of the world, right? Like that, if you look at the eyes and the mind themselves, they themselves are known. They're also illumined by the Atma. So the mind, eyes, etc., illumine what is external, but the mind illumines these which are internal. Internal to the body. Right? See?
Yeah. So the inquiry stops there. Huh?
Yeah. Well, we have to kind of now look at what the Atma is, but yeah, you can't go beyond the Atma, that's true. Attaha eva manaschakshuradinam anatmatvam iti siddham nyayat anyaha nyata bhavati. Attaha eva, therefore, attaha, therefore indeed, manaschakshuradinam, anatmatvam. For the mind, eyes, etc., anatmatvam, being the not self, being not the self. So that the mind, eyes, etc., are not the self. But do you see literally what it says? The state of not being the self for the mind, eyes, etc. That's literally what it says. So in English, you say, we would say, therefore, that the mind, eyes, etc. are not the self. Iti siddham is established. Nyayat anyaha nyata bhavati. From that which is known, anyaha, other than that which is known, anyaha, nyata, the knower, bhavati. The knower is other than the known. The knower, nyata, nominative singular from nyatra, the knower, nyata, bhavati. The knower, bhavati, is anyaha, other than, different from, nyayat, that which can be known. The subject is other than the object. The knower is other than the known.
When we get a good job.
So Buffett is means up?
Is.
Oh, is. Okay.
Do you see it?
Yeah. 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 How they use manuscript? I see. That's okay.
And this word siddham
is established.
Is established. Okay.
They continue to go back to the original compound, but at the very beginning of this bhasha, he broke it down how he wanted the compound to be understood, with a mind, etc., eyes, etc. Right. So you have to keep that in your mind.
Right. But they use adinam for the genitive here, and adikasti before
they get the talk. Yeah, but it doesn't change the meaning. Where if you say adinam or adika,
singular or, I mean, adinam is the.
Oh, yeah. That doesn't make any difference. It's because it can do it either way. In the verse, they get it in the singular.
Right.
Didn't they? But if you do it in the plural, it's still clear. You can do it in, you know, if he's just taking it from the verse.
Right.
So, no, it doesn't matter.
Do we do this now, or do we just stop here?
No, we're going to do this a little more. Are you all tired?
No, how are you?
I'm fine. We've only got this few lines left.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Nanu.
That's your name.
Nanu.
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 Atmanaha api nyayat tvat.
Atmanaha api nyayat
tvat. Atmanaha api.
Atmanaha api.
Nyayat tvat.
Nyayat tvat.
Anatmatvam.
Anatmatvam.
Prasajyate.
Prasajyate.
Iti attaha.
Iti attaha.
Aha. This line of reasoning is leading to a doubt. So nanu means doubt, okay? Atmanaha apignyayatvat. It says, because of being known for the Atma also, because the Atma, the self, also is known, okay? Atmanaha apignyayatvat, because the self Atma also is known. Literally, because of being able to be known for the self also. But in literally, we just say, because the self of being known. Okay? Anatmatvam, being not the self, prasajyate, that would lead to, when you say prasajyate, it's technical. If you say that this would lead to this conclusion, because the self itself is known, that would lead to the conclusion, prasajyate, it would lead to anatmatvam, that the self is anatma also. Okay?
Yeah.
So prasajyate is kind of, has that technical sense of, if you say this, it would logically lead to this conclusion. Okay? So how do I say this argument would lead to the conclusion that the self, because of being known, is also anatma, not self. Thus there would be no selfhood at all. Does everybody see that?
Mm-hmm.
Now, so it says, therefore he says, because this would be an obvious kind of jump. Manas chakshura dehe.
Manas chakshura dehe.
Gamya swarupaha.
Gamya swarupaha.
Prakasha swabhavaha.
Prakasha swabhavaha.
Now, this is from the verse. Ooh, a typo. Typo. Should say manas chakshuradehe.
Oh, yeah.
You see it,
Yeah, it says
mashtu. The agamya swarupa, okay? That which cannot be reached, agamya swarupa, whose swarupa is agamya, is not accessible to, cannot be reached. Manas chakshuradehe, it's not accessible to the manas and chakshu, etc. That should be genitive case for manas chakshuradehe. From the verse, manas chakshuradehe agamya swarupaha, that which cannot be reached by the mind, etc., is prakasha swabhavaha. Its swabhava is prakasha, luminous. Its own swabhava is luminous. Who? The one that can't be reached by the mind, etc. And now he gives a verse to establish this. Everybody see that prakasha swabhavaha? Its swabhava is prakasha, light itself, consciousness itself. And that swabhava is the one that can't be reached by the mind, etc. That swabhava is agamya, to the mind, etc. Tata cha shruktihi, and for tata cha, well, let's read it. Tata cha shruktihi. Yato vacho nivartante. Nivartanate aprapya manasa saha. Iti. This is a very famous verse. So, tatacha, and regarding this, in support of this, the Shruti, okay? Means the Shruti says. With the Shruti iti at the end, you can say the Shruti states, even though it's not said there. There is this, you can say there is this Shruti. And regarding this, there is the Shruti, okay? Yataha, from which vachaha, words, nivartante, return. From which vachaha, speech, words, come back. Yato vacho nivartante, vachaha is namata pearl. From which the words return. Aprapya, having not reached, manasasaha, together with the mind. So you say, from which words, along with the mind, return, having not reached?
Yeah, I've heard that so many times, I've never really understood it.
Because the words, unless you have lakshana,
yeah.
The vacharta, the immediate meaning of a word, will only go out to the world, to something that exists within time and space. So all the words that we have available to us, they can only reach objects, subtle or gross. It can be moods or emotions or anything. That's what that's the domain of all words. The mind also. Wherever the mind goes, right, it's going to and objectify something. So the words along with the mind will always come back from that.
Come back.
A property having not obtained. They return. It's an image. Like say the word goes out. Say you're going out looking for the Atma. You go everywhere. You're searching the whole world for the Atma. And eventually you give up and come home. Give up and come home. Because the words along with the mind are unable to find the Atma because the Atma is not an object in the world. That's all it's saying.
But, okay, simple. Can you say then that the mind then, ultimately, it is, in other words, the Atma is not an object for the mind.
It's the self of the mind.
It's the consciousness of the mind. Itself.
It's the consciousness of the mind.
And yet all we use is words and mind in order to...
But by lakshana.
By
lakshana.
Well, that's really frustrating because no matter how much you search, it won't work.
If you use the mind.
But then once you see it, everywhere you look, it's there.
Everywhere you look, it's there.
Yeah.
Right, so they'll have the opposite also.
It's not just by lakshana, but also by objectifying what can be objectified and showing that is not the self.
Yeah, there's neti neti. Not this, not this, not this. Right? Anything that can be objectified, then is negated. But then because the self is self-evident, when you remove everything from it, you know, all of these qualities, all of these objectifiable qualities from it, yourself is still left there. But now devoid of all of these qualities that have been superimposed on it. And so then it can be pointed to.
So that's where we can use the words of the mind, is niti niti, is saying, I will use my mind and I will use the words to objectify everything.
That's right, but you can go around and say, okay, it's not this, it's not this, it's not this.
And still not.
And that's the...
But you can never say, it's this. But you can do neti neti, and then what's left, I am that.
And that's the argument with the Buddhists.
What the Buddhists say, because they don't use the Vedas or the Upanishads as a pramana, what they'll say is that whatever that is cannot be reached by words.
Right.
You can't see it, so there's nothing to say about it. It's something that needs to be realized. But it's not going to be realized. It's not something that you can name.
They say, like, it's nothing because it's not a thing. You know, it can't be, which means it can't be objectified.
Yeah.
As a thing, which is true, which it doesn't really disagree.
No, it doesn't. Yeah. But if you have to be careful, too, with the... If you say it's nothing, nothing means something. You have to say no thing.
Right.
Or it's completely empty. Emptiness, that shunyata, emptiness is a better word.
But aren't you left hanging at that point?
Well, it needs like a koan or something that has to be recognized.
But they're talking about something being nothing.
But they're emphasizing the words can't get there, part of it, rather than the... what it is, that it is.
But there is something that they're trying to get towards.
Yeah, there's something they're trying to get to.
It's not nihilism. Yeah,
it's not nihilism at all. And that's a misunderstanding of Buddhism.
So what Swamiji says here is that the illuminator, it is the illuminating content of the seemingly luminous mind.
Uh-huh.
Would you also say, like, it's the, in a sense, illuminating content of everything?
Yes. But we don't, in the world, we don't say that this is an illuminator.
No.
Or this is an illuminator.
No.
And so what do we say is an illuminator?
Right.
It's only going to be mind and sense organs.
Right.
Right, so that's all it is. But it is the consciousness of everything, but in reference to things that are not illuminated, they're illumined.
Right. But so it's the illuminating content of everything.
Right.
And
consciousness. Because he wants to say like that, because consciousness is not a knower.
Right.
Right? Awareness is not a knower.
Right.
So it's really not an illuminator.
Right. But couldn't you say, like, if it were not the illuminating consciousness or illuminating content of everything, if it weren't, then you wouldn't see these things.
No, but if you didn't have sense organs, you wouldn't see them either.
Right. But
I think you're going down a wrong track there.
I'm not sure I am. I mean, it's kind of like...
Does he go on to... Are we going to get into the definition of awareness pretty soon?
Probably.
I mean...
I can't go beyond this verse at this moment.
Oh, okay.
There's something I don't like. There's something I don't totally like about this word, content. And I mean, it's hard for me to... I guess no words really work. To me, it makes more sense.
It's like the content of a jar is filled with consciousness.
Yeah, or something. It's too concrete sounding or something like that.
Well, work on it. I'm going to work on it because I haven't done my final translation of it. But it's hard.
That can be your homework.
It's hard to translate it.
No.
I'm not satisfied either with it, even though I know what it is.
Yeah. But that's like he's saying the clay is it's the clay of the pot, so right?
Yeah, but it's... In a sense, but it's seen that the consciousness that the mind enjoys is the Atma. And then you also realize that the mind itself is illumined.
Mm-hmm.
It's an illuminator, but it itself is illumined. So what is the illumining content there is the Atma.
It's like the illumination
principle might
like
be good.
The illumination of the illuminating, of the seemingly illuminating mind or something. It's the
That might be good.
Or the...
The illumination is prakashakatva, the state of the illumination. The illumination might be a good word. We'll try. I'll work on it. This is kind of a hard passage, just there's a couple of things in there that are hard to translate.
It's beautiful.
So this particularly kind of breaks, again, the Dehatma Buddhi, right?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. You know, we're not going to have, I'm not going to do Sanskrit class tomorrow. Some of you don't, just tomorrow. Next week. This Penny really can lick in for 45 minutes. Penny Farrell can't come. And it'll be a very small class. I think I'll take the time to sleep, get over this. Because there won't be a couple of people here. Are you coming on Saturday, Saul?
I don't think
you don't know
so,
yet, yeah. So that means there's only a couple of us.
But we'll have class Friday.
We'll have class Friday. Yeah, I'm going to keep. And I want to do the Saturday, too. But I thought if we start next week, then we'll all be here. And it'll give me another week to get ready. Let's just take a minute. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Shri Gurupyo Namaha Harihi Om.